Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay. Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins, where we have fun shooting at fruit bats. That set the liberals' hearts just a-thumping like crazy because they hate guns. But I am Robert the Infidel with this voice of reason in this increasingly unreasonable world from behind the silver microphone of freedom. Today's show goes with one theme, and that is coronavirus. While at Walmart this morning, I was observing all the people walking around the parking lot. I noticed signs pointing to the fact that there was only one door we would be allowed to enter, signs stating that you must wear a mask to enter. As I watched the people walking around slowly with their masks on, the Lord asked me a question. My child, what do you see? I immediately saw people as puppets with no voice. It was as if they were silenced and walking in slow motion. As I walked up to the door, no longer was it a Walmart employee, but a security guard. This security guard's job was to make sure a mask was on before you entered. No words were spoken between us at all. As I walked around the corner, there was a Walmart employee on an iPad marking the fact that I was a number entering the store. Again, no words were spoken. As I gathered my items, purchased them, and left the store, I walked out the only exit door. I immediately knew that people were being groomed for a day that is coming. There is coming a time when you will have to receive a mark to buy or sell. And I've been saying this, folks. Instead of a mask, it will be a chip. Instead of an employee marking you as a number, you will have a number already issued to you. When I got home, I looked up the definition of what I saw. A puppet. A person, party, or state under the control of another person, group, or power. God help us all. Now, I will explain to you listeners what happened on Friday's show. This last Friday, I did the show, but something happened. So through BTR and all the shows done from Friday on through the weekend apparently disappeared. At least I know mine did. We will talk about that in a little while. Welcome to our weekly Tuesday show, and the call-in number is 646-478-5284. And we are glad that you are here. And, okay, there it is.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we're back, and welcome to the show. It seems that the demono rats are feeling themselves out here, trying to see if Biden is really the one that they want in their corner. It seems a lot of them, it seems, do not want him there because, according to Dan Bongino and his sources, Biden is mentally gone. So far, so they are not pulling away. So far, they are not pulling away from the man. They say they want to be president, but I can see that it won't last too long. I mean, think of it. His mental capacity has diminished quickly over the last few months, and they are doing everything they can to make sure that he doesn't go get into a debate with Trump because they know he will lose. And I have a clip here from Dan Bongino's show on this. And give a listen to this one.
So I received that communique, a dossier, whatever you want to call it, except maybe it's real, from a certain source of mine. And the source said this: listen, Biden's mental state is really deteriorating rapidly, folks, rapidly, to the point where Democrats are getting seriously, genuinely concerned about what's going on. Folks, I don't put this out there lightly. I've received communications like this before. I've been hesitant to put out there because the reliability is questionable. Not this one. You know, having been around Democrat politics and Democrats for a long time, I maintain a good quality network of sources, even amongst Democrats who are concerned about, you know, there are some out there left, shockingly, very small group, but still concerned about the future of the country. They are terrified. Listen to me. This is one of the most important things I've opened up the show with in a very long time. I'm telling you, people around Joe Biden in his network, they're every day seeing him from dawn to dusk, from what we used to call socks on to socks off. Socks on in the bed, socks off to go back to bed, are telling me this guy's not there. He's not there. Now, Joe, just to be clear what we're talking about here for our audience, because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about, like, he forgets where he put the mayonnaise after making tuna. You know, he forgets where the refrigerator in his, backup freezer in his garage is. I'm talking about the guy's completely not there, like losing it at times. Confused where he is. Has to be kind of coached through things sometimes. And the problem, from what I'm hearing from people, the problem... If you're missing the gesticulations, you can watch the show at youtube.com/Bongino. The problem is it's getting worse. That although there may be some degree of functionality still left, you get what I'm saying? It's disappearing at a geometrically expanding rapid rate. To the point where they're concerned about what's going to happen in November. With the election 90 days from now. Forget about, Joe, what's going to happen 4 years from now if Biden's elected. I said on Jesse Waters' show this weekend, which I do once in a while, I said to Jesse, no one really thinks anymore in the Democrat Party Biden's going to be president. Now do you understand why the vice presidential pick has been delayed 3 or 4 times now? Folks, I'm telling you, this is dangerous stuff. You were about to... I get it. I'm a supporter of the president. I understand there are Democrats who just hate this guy. I'm just talking about President Trump. Sad. I know you let your personal feelings get in the way a lot. I'm just telling you, you're about to vote for a guy who is entirely incapable of doing the job, the most important job in the world. If this was your company and your business, you would absolutely, and your wallet was going to take a hit knowing you were going to elect via a board a CEO who was going to run your company right into the ground on day one. You would never do it. But you're doing it, right? Because you feel like, I don't know, they'll back him up. The VP will come in and fill in the void. The cabinet's going to back him up. I said this on Jesse Waters this weekend. No one actually believes Biden's going to be president. They think it's either going to be the VP or they think it's going to be the cabinet somehow taking over, some kind of whatever, consensus opinion. Folks, you understand how dangerous this is? You are about to elect a guy who is completely falling apart. Now, I posted this on Parler and on other social media accounts as well, Facebook as well, and it blew up. Here is the actual post that got a whole bunch of attention. I said, not a joke, not hyperbole. And I meant it. This isn't a joke, and it's not exaggeration. I'm hearing from people close to the situation that Biden's cognitive decline is rapidly worsening and is becoming increasingly difficult to mask. Those were almost the exact words. The Democrats are going to have to make a decision soon. Well, boy, did that elicit a response. Red State, here's Breitbart, a couple others picked up this American Thinkers, a good piece. You can see them on my social media feeds at Parler as well. I posted most of them. Dan Bongino warns Biden's cognitive decline is rapidly worsening. Joel Pollack. Folks, I'm not kidding. This is for real. Now, in case you think I'm making this up, oh, man, Dan's sources, you know, all right, he was right on Spygate, he was right on Clinton, but.
Okay. Now I ask you, does this sound like the kind of man we want in the White House? A man who could have his finger on the nuclear button? I don't think so. But still, there are liberals out there in the demonobrat party who say no matter what, even if he boils dogs and eats them, unquote, and that is an actual quote from one of his supporters, they will vote for him. Is that sick or what, folks? It shows just how far down the tubes the demonobrat party has gone. And I like calling them demon-o-rat. They're demons and they're rats. And sadly, many on the right are not that far behind, folks. But I found this one from Breitbart News, and boy, does it show exactly the circus that we have going on in the bar meetings that have been going on the other day. This article was written by Charles Hurt. And it is one of those assessments of the day that in that room that hurt this nation. And this is in the House Judiciary Committee meeting. And I've got an audio from that one too. But on his way to the hearing last week, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler was in a car accident. Thankfully, the New York politician was unhurt, but the accident caused Mr. Nadler to be an hour late to the hearing. Now, if this was written by a liberal, the first line of this would not have said, thankfully, the New York politician was unhurt, but I digress. Watching Mr. Nadler during that hearing, which starred Attorney General William Barr, you might think he had hit his head in an accident. But alas, Mr. Nadler was already that dumb. Even before the accident, he was severely damaged goods. That said, it is always unwise to underestimate Mr. Nadler. Just ask House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the slender and bug-eyed Californian Democrat with a long neck. In the race to the microphone on the Senate floor earlier this year during impeachment proceedings, Mr. Schiff thought he could just take his time and slowly saunter over. Something about Mr. Nadler made Mr. Schiff think that he could play rabbit to Mr. Nadler's tortoise to the microphone. With a microphone serving as a carrot, Mr. Nadler proved swifter than any rabbit. Mr. Schiff was left spinning in Nadler's dust. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, reigning world champion in the 5-yard microphone dash, marveled from the peanut gallery at Mr. Nadler's Olympic abilities. Perhaps it was the waiting microphone before the empty chair in the House Judiciary Committee hearing room last week that saved Mr. Nadler's life. No mere automobile accident would keep him from holding court, especially when he himself is the court jester. As it turned out, the automobile accident was so minor that the airbag did not deploy until he got seated in the hearing room. Then the giant airbag exploded. Quote, "You really can't hide behind legal fictions," Mr. Nadler raged at Mr. Barr, who had just explained that as a member of President Trump's cabinet, he was not at liberty to divulge privileged discussions with the president. Though Mr. Nadler attended law school, it is not clear if he was ever a terribly successful lawyer. Somewhere along the line, however, he got struck with just enough common sense to realize that the rioting in the streets that he and fellow Democrats refused to condemn, and Mr. Nadler is on record as calling a myth, does not look very good heading into an election. So Mr. Nadler sought to blame the riots on Mr. Barr and, by extension, on Mr. Trump. Yes, Mr. Nadler, a.k.a. the exploded airbag, blames the riots on the only people who are lifting a finger to curb the riots and enforce, you know, the laws. You know, the ones arresting rioters for assaulting innocent people, firebombing public buildings, torching police cars, and using lasers to blind officers. The president wants footage for his campaign, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered, Mr. Nadler wheezed. Yes, the looting and arson and bloodshed, the roping of statues in Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon, is all the fault of President Trump and Bill Barr. Shame on you, Mr. Barr, shame on you. Unquote. By then, all the air had leaked out of the giant airbag, and when Mr. Barr offered to answer the questions he had been called into the hearing for, the wheezing Nadler could only gasp, "My time has expired, my time has expired." The whole hearing proved as enlightening as a clown car smash-up derby. Nobody was actually seeking answers. They just wanted to scream at Mr. Barr, and whenever the Attorney General offered a reply to a question they had asked, they shouted, "Reclaiming my time!" As Mr. Barr noted, this is not normally how hearings go. Usually the government official, in this case Mr. Barr, is required to provide actual answers to actual questions posed by the committee. But these are no more hearings than the bloodthirsty arson and mayhem in the streets are protests. It's all smash and grab politics, and Gerald Nadler is the mythical airbag lording over it all. Now, isn't that the truth?
We will be right back after these important messages. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. In the world of business, it is always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Jamestown, Indiana, but working out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are almost endless. From photography and weddings from above, to photographing homes for realtors, all the way to mapping, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective that was hard to attain to before without a good amount of risk to your employees. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or email us at guardingr@reagan.com. That's guardingr@reagan.com. And the phone number again is 505-317-8741. We are your one-stop shop for drone services and printing needs. Give us a call. We do it all. No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, And just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies is too. The military doesn't cover these, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. That is where we come in. SamFam Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to assist retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to SamFam Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will go to helping these families. Make sure to let us know where you heard about this so we can know how you found out about our services. Your donations are tax deductible, and may God bless you.
Hello, you're on the air. I guess not. Okay, I'll put them back on hold and I'll get started on where I was before. Leftist mainstream media has been on the side of the protesters, or actually the rioters, since the demonstrations or the riots. Well, back then they were demonstrations, since the demonstrations first began. The insinuation that they have been beating everyone over the heads with, which isn't that hard to understand. If you do not stand in support of these protests, you are considered to be a racist. The Atlanta field office of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was attacked because of this mindset. ICE officers are no longer able to do their jobs because the liberals have deemed them unnecessary. The conservatives who are pointing out the violence that takes place during these protests are being silenced as well. Instead of being given a chance to speak, they are called racist before they even have a chance to get a word out. The Democrats are claiming that these are peaceful protests, but they are clearly the furthest thing from docile. Rioters are even taking additional measures that allow them to cause more harm. They sent fireworks, bombs at the Atlanta ICE facility, and to make matters worse, there were nails embedded inside each bomb. This is the sort of depraved behavior that the mainstream media lunges to support nowadays. Instead of using their critical thinking skills and speaking about protests in a nuanced manner, it's all or nothing. You can't support the protests and find fault with people's methods. You're either a racist or you're one of the woke ones. There's no in-between anymore, and that's why discourse is in the toilet. A protest is fire. Damaging government buildings is not. This is not the first time that the office has been attacked either. An attack took place just last week, and the protest even left behind a Marxist flag so that the conservatives knew who they were. The aforementioned devices were discovered once authorities arrived on the scene and tried to make sense of it all. Stories like these have to be terrifying to anyone who actually cares about the rule of law. Mainstream media types love to talk the talk, but when their buildings are attacked like this, let's just say they are usually singing a vastly different tune. When the CNN building was attacked, the liberal media was not standing up and cheering about it. In fact, it did not take long before the building was provided with extra protection. So here's the, what's the real story here? Apparently, destruction and violence are only okay if you are the perceived beneficiary. How are cities supposed to defend themselves from this onslaught? It's an honest question that we've been asking lately, but to no avail. The demo rats, are essentially sanctioning domestic terrorism, and there is very little that can be done about it. The rest of us are stuck living in a country that does not care one iota about our concerns. No one can go outside because that means they hate old people and want them to die. On one hand, working for a living and visiting friends are both considered to be negligent behavior. On the other, going outside to start riots and light government buildings on fire is perfectly fine. No one who participates in this sort of activity is spreading the virus, after all. According to the liberals, only the right wing can spread the virus, and they are all perfect angels. Those who are wondering why federal agents are being summoned to all the major liberal strongholds only need to turn on their television sets. The reasoning will be laid bare for those who are willing to put their biases to the side. The upcoming election will provide the current president with a chance to set things right, while the leftists are under the belief that Biden has this thing in the bag. Those who pay closer attention to these races know that there is still a long ways to go. Biden's still got some serious work to do. But from what I've heard, and you did too at the beginning of this show, without help on this, Biden is not likely to have the mental capacity to do this work. But the debate goes on. And it changes constantly. Now we're having another debate about hydroxychloroquine. Does it work or doesn't it? According to Nadler, it never does. According to the liberal left, it does, but they don't want it used because it might hurt their agenda. But the doctors are speaking out. One group of doctors spoke out on it and posted it to Facebook, and the audio was deleted. Now, that audio I actually had on my last show. And at the end of the show, I get rid of the audios and put them away, and I haven't been able to find it. But that one has been deleted off of Facebook now. I played it on my Friday show. But one of the many reasons I think that my show is not available to hear, at least for now anyway, I got another one from a doctor. And he said this.
Why do you think that is? I mean, and also, I mean, I'm looking here. It said Twitter was basically saying that the reason that they had taken down one of the recent videos of doctors speaking about it was because it was in violation of their COVID-19 misinformation policy. How is an opinion about something that could be the possible cure to coronavirus be misinformation?
Stephanie, I think these are very good questions you're bringing up. And number one, I want to know about the panel of people behind Twitter and other social medias that basically decide what's going on the guidelines of COVID-19, what should be censored and what should be not. I would love to get to know those people and find out what kind of education they have, more than a physician and doctor that read scientific papers all the time. The second issue is that, you know, we're not ready to say that this medication is the cure for COVID-19. Maybe some doctors have taken it too far, but what I've been saying all the time is that when you have a real pandemic, and they're talking about these models that were coming in saying 2 million Americans are going to die tomorrow, and you have no medications, you have no treatment, this hydroxychloroquine was recommended by the president, and we've seen some data to suggest that it can save lives when it's given at the early stage of the disease. By the time it's already on the ventilators and the patients are too far advanced, this medication is not going to work. So what I said was, if it can save one life, let's look at it seriously. There are studies from Henry Ford. There are some other scientists and doctors are saying that this may help. And it's become, unfortunately, politicized. That's a big argument out there. And I think the enemy, it should not be on the right, on the left, white versus black. We're all Americans. This is a difficult time in America. We need to stick together to save lives. This censorship that is happening needs to stop. And I think our politicians should take it very seriously, because if they're going to shut my account down, what makes you think that they're not going to continue to do whatever they want with Google, with other things? And this is a very dangerous territory we're entering in.
Yep, and that was that.
We will be right back after these important messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, the Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That they can actually use. A lot of them have been threatened into silence. But the video that circulated yesterday was immediately swatted down by the Democrats' propaganda machine, though before they got it, it had received 17 million views, but that did not seem to matter to anyone at all. Anything that does not agree with the Democrats is removed from the internet entirely, but this is not the way that things should be done. The White Coat Summit that took place in Washington, D.C. should have been a major event. Instead, the leftists treated these medical professionalists like they are second-class citizens, after all. They are the only ones who seem to know better. The far-left American media is offering up all sorts of misinformation, but no one seems to want to do anything about that. If Americans continue to let the so-called experts and media personalities make their decisions in great American experiment of a constitutional republic with representative democracy, will cease, their website reads. We could not agree with them more. Media personalities are getting far too much of a say in what we do and do not do right now. The doctors are speaking out in hopes of changing hearts and minds in the meantime. The American people mean well on the whole, but they just need access to the right information so they can make the most informed decisions as possible. Unfortunately, the Democrats think that they can control the flow of information and keep people from learning what they need to know to survive. It's shameful behavior that needs to be stopped at once. The summit is designed to make sure that the folks are in the know. Facebook and other social media sites have decided to willfully block people from receiving the information on their own. Which essentially should show all of us that the left and the leftist media and Facebook and all these other people who will do this kind of thing to keep the correct information from getting out there should be put down. I am in the process of trying to get myself completely off of Facebook right now. There are other options that I can use, and I'm starting to learn that they are picking up some of the things that I actually need to have Facebook around for. And once they pick those things up, I will get rid of my Facebook account. But Biden and company are not going to be able to calm the people for much longer. In a bizarre way, the pandemic has played in their favor. Biden has not been able to have as many gaffes as he would have under normal circumstances. Once Biden and Trump have to start conversing with one another more directly, the campaign is going to encounter more issues. For starters, the attitude that Biden has as far as medical professionals are concerning is alarming. He went from being Mr. Moderate to having a great relationship with the police to refusing to even talk with them. A candidate who is this desperate to win is a dangerous one. He will say anything that he has to say. Securing the president is all that matters to him. Presidency is all that matters to him, and nothing else is important. He hasn't even chosen a running mate yet, although there's been rumors about it, and August is about to start. And this was written, I think, on the 31st of July. We were willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because most running mates are chosen during the summer. But come on now, what is he going to do when he has to speak for himself and he can't just have Facebook fight all his battles for him? It's going to be a long, hard road for the Democrats once the election draws nearer. And as most of us know, if we've been following this so-called polling that goes on months before an election, they always show the demon rats in the lead, always. But the actual voting usually and almost always shows different. The polling today, though, may hold a significant different show if mail-in ballots are in fact put in place. That is where the cheating for the presidency will come in, folks. And sadly, most of us will blindly accept the outcome if Biden is shown to be the winner. The cheating will then be successful, and we will never have a fair election again. With the government, once a precedence is set, it will never go back to the way it should be unless the people fight for it. And so far, we haven't fought for it. And, you know, it's like Vorp says in the chat room, America is the marketplace of ideas. The founding fathers trust the people to choose good ideas from the bad ones. And so far this year, I think they've been having troubles choosing the good ones, or at least that's the way the Democrats are pushing all this. But for every doctor that supports the COVID pandemic, there is an equal doctor on the other side denouncing the pandemic. What we have to do is figure out which ones are which. Now, on the ones that I found out that are pushing the pandemic and the things that Fauci and others are saying that we have to do, I have noticed that they don't have the years of experience that the ones on the other side seem to have. And that's the one thing that has really pushed this in the direction that I think it should. But I want to get to what happened on Friday. But I'm going to take a break before that, and I'll be right back.
We will be right back after these important messages.
Welcome to CNN's newest show, NADA with Mango, or National Association of Disgruntled Americans. We know there are many out here who are disgruntled and mad about what is going on in our great nation, and how the left seems hell-bent on destroying all of our freedoms and our liberties while destroying the greatest nation on the face of the earth. NADA with Mango, based out of Texas, started earlier this year, and then after 5 episodes, Chris and his family lost their home, and they have been working to find another one. As soon as is possible, Chris Mango will be back with his show here on Conservative Nation Media on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Join Chris for a rousing hoo-ha for America with NADA with Mango on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with CNN, where America always wins. CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September, as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Back the final section of today's show. Now, I've got today's show scheduled for 2 hours because I wasn't sure whether I would go over the first hour, and I wasn't really planning to, but if I set up for 1 hour and BTR had did exactly what it did on Friday, after that hour was over, it would just end. And Friday's show ended when I was in the middle of a sentence on something. So at that point in time, I knew something was wrong. But Blog Talk Radio had a problem over the weekend, and they told me that they are not even sure if they can even save the shows that had been done Friday, Saturday, and that they would be back on Monday. Well, so far, my Friday show has not showed up yet, so maybe that one was one that one actually kind of made me mad, because I did a good one on Friday, but it didn't look like anybody even got to hear it. But hopefully today's show doesn't have the same outcome as last Friday's show. BTR went down, according to the mails that I got on this. when I tried to find out what happened. They told me that Blog Talk Radio had gone down this weekend and they didn't know if the shows that were aired in this time period would even be able to be saved. So as that goes, Friday's show still does not show that it was even there. Though I still have my hopes that it will show up because it was a good one, even though at the 90-minute mark, like I said, it just ended without me doing the ending. It was, that was the first clue that I had that something was wrong. I was going to do a 90-minute show today, but scheduled it for 2 hours just in case that happens again. So if it does the same thing this week, I just won't end, you know, it just won't end on me while I'm in the mid-sentence, hopefully. 2020 has been an insane year. It's getting to the point where we are not surprised by any headline that we read. You can tell us anything at this point, and we would be willing to believe you. Our current reality has become dystopian. State cops and federal officers are now having gun battles in the streets. Par for the course. We can't even feign shock anymore. Philadelphia police officers were seen trying to take federal agents into custody with protesters and Antifa members rooting them on. With the way the world is going now, we are not surprised. At this point, we are just stunned that this did not happen sooner. This is where it was always going to head anyway, wasn't it? Federal agents are being dispatched to clean up the messes that are being made in American cities, and the local officers are not pleased about it. Philly District Attorney Larry Krasner and Baltimore District Attorney Marilyn Mosby believe that they have the authority to carry out these insane orders. We are not sure if they are able to do this, but they do not seem to care about law and order anymore. These cities are allowing themselves to be led down the wrong path by their liberal leadership, and this is what you get when you allow the leftists to run the show. These federal agents are merely following orders, and that's why we want to know how they can be detained. Silly us. We thought that these agents would be given the chance to do their jobs without having to be subjected to the usual liberal nonsense. Krasner may believe that he has a point, that he points out past corruption, but there are a lot of liberal beliefs that are just flat out wrong. Corruption should be easy to prove, but instead, these leftists are hoping that no one actually takes the time to look into it. And it's like Vorp says, not everyone wants to make a deal. You know, let's see. Yeah. Okay, but in the meantime, they are warning the federal agents if protesters and rioters are going to be kidnapped and tossed into vans, the agents are going to be charged accordingly. Will these charges actually stick? Does anyone guess at the current moment? That's anyone's guess at the current moment, actually. City officials do not have the clear authority to detain and prosecute federal agents. But the laws are somewhat vague on this matter. Federal agents can have the charges removed from a federal court of law, but local prosecutors are able to proceed with cases at their own discretion. Portland officials do not believe that the officers who have been dispatched to their city are acting within acceptable parameters. Arrests and prosecution can still be initiated on the local level, and we are watching with great interest to see how it all unfolds. While these leaders are not claiming to be able to arrest federal agents upon arrival, they are talking a good game about putting a stop to the Trump mandates. Operation Legend is a $60 million initiative that is supposed to put a stop to the death and destruction that is unfolding in many of the liberal cities around the country. And it's actually happened here in Albuquerque, too. The agents who are tossing people in vans in Portland are not going to be able to emulate those actions elsewhere, and rightfully so. No one is suggesting that we turn over American cities to a new Gestapo. On the other hand, the White House cannot sit idly by and hope the riots just stop. This is all being set up for a battle that is going to take months to properly unfold. Federal agents certainly have the authority to protect federal property, so liberal leaders are not going to be able to shoo them away as easily as they might have expected. Agents cannot make arrests unlawfully, or they will face charges from local jurisdictions. The federal agents are unmarked, which is going to make this task incredibly challenging. Best of luck to the liberal mayors. As this insanity continues in this nation, folks, it amazes me to the nth degree how many polls can say that Trump is losing. But we have to realize here that this is all a ploy by the left to steal an election. They know deep down they cannot win by any means except to cheat. The main reason that I've been saying this so-called virus that is no worse than a common cold in most people has been made so horrible by the media that and the left that it has shut down this nation to the point that the demonorats are calling for mail-in ballots to keep us all safe. Folks, let me tell you one thing here. Mail-in ballots are their way of cheating now that all others have been taken away from us. And if we allow this and because of it, Biden wins, then we have no one to blame but ourselves if this happens, because the next 4 years of this nation will be some of its last. Biden and the Demorats will destroy America. 4 years ago, I would have never thought that a president who had brought an economy back like Trump did would be made out in the polls to be losing in the second term. But like a lot of the stories I told today, we are living in a world of insanity, and it is up to we the people to put a stop to this or kiss our damn freedoms goodbye and our liberties goodbye forever. But to end this show, I found a video that was done at the Judiciary Subcommittee. And it was of Senator Ted Cruz asking Dr. Robert Epstein questions about an election fraud that is massive. And think of this, people. We have this going along with mail-in ballots. Trump will never win, even if he gets the electoral votes needed to win. Give a listen to this exchange.
As I understand your background, you're not a Republican and nor are you a conservative. Is that accurate?
That would be an understatement.
And indeed, you're the former editor-in-chief of Psychology Today.
Correct.
So you're a respected academic. You testified before this committee that Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I want to make sure I understand. You personally supported and voted for Hillary Clinton.
I was a very strong public supporter of Hillary Clinton, yes.
So you're not dismayed that people voted for her, but your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale. And what I'm saying is that I believe in democracy. I believe in the free and fair election more than I have any kind of allegiance to a candidate or a party.
And looking forward, if I understood your testimony correctly, you said in subsequent elections, Google and Facebook and Twitter and big tech manipulation could manipulate as many as 15 million votes in a subsequent election?
In 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace.
Now you described the Go Vote reminder, and you said it wasn't a public service announcement, but rather manipulation. Can you explain how? I'm not sure everyone followed the details of that.
Well, sure. If on Election Day in 2016, if Mark Zuckerberg, for example, had chosen to send out a Go Vote reminder, say, just to Democrats, and no one would have known if he had done this, that would have given that day an additional at least 450,000 votes to Democrats. And we know this without doubt because of Facebook's own published data because they did an experiment that they didn't tell anyone about during the 2010 election. They published it in 2012. It had 60 million Facebook users involved. They sent out a go vote reminder, and they got something like 360,000 more people to get off their sofas and go vote who otherwise would have stayed home. The point is, I don't think that Mr. Zuckerberg sent out that reminder in 2016. I think he was overconfident. I think Google was overconfident. All these companies were. I don't think he sent that out. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
You know, our Democratic colleagues on this committee often talk about what they view as the pernicious effect of big money and big corporate dollars. What you are testifying to is that a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections. And there's no accountability. You said, we don't know. We have no way of knowing if Google or Facebook or Twitter sends it to Democrats or Republicans or how they bias it, because it's a black box with no transparency or accountability whatsoever. Am I understanding you correctly?
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Fair enough. Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
Wow. Could you just say that again, please?
The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying, such as the search engine manipulation effect, the search suggestion effect, the answer bot effect, and a number of others. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
If any headline comes out of this hearing, that should be it.
Okay, now the reason why I played that is because when I heard that, it just blew me away. And I first thought of first the person who was interviewing here was Ted Cruz. He was asking the questions. And the things that these companies are getting away with, folks, is scary, to say the least. And if we don't do something about these things, it's like Vorp in the chat room said, Google is heinous. It should be disbanded, destroyed, and buried. Facebook has destroyed the quality of life in America. That is so absolutely true. The things that have been going on in this nation. The Democrats, one of the things that they do is they push so many things at us at one time, and they used to be just kind of subtle at the way they did their things. You know, they would push just a little past where they figured the American people would give to, and then they'd back off. They would get something of what they wanted. But now they're just massively inundating us with stuff that there's so much out there right now that there isn't much of. Even me, I search the web, I look at things, I listen to the news, and I still miss so much of it because they put out so much out there that nobody can keep a track of what they are doing to us. And it's all by plan, folks. It's all by plan. They want to destroy this nation. They want to destroy the Electoral College. They want to destroy the American people's freedoms. They want to destroy all of our liberties. They want to destroy our constitutional rights. They want to take away the fact that the Constitution says that we, the people, are the bosses of them. They don't want that. They want to be that to be taken down. They want to be that to be destroyed because they want to be the bosses. They want to be the ones who are running this country. And it doesn't matter if they're going to run this country into the ground. They want to be the ones to do it. And with the things that are going on here, folks, even if Donald Trump wins this next election, if we allow the mail-in ballots to be pushed and put into law and made so that that's the only way we can do it, with what you just heard Senator Cruz talking about, that and the mail-in ballots, our freedoms are gone. We have to keep that in mind. And it's like Vorp said in the chat room, freedom has to go for socialism to rule. And that's what they are working on. The media news is made up to support that narrative. They stopped supporting reporting on news decades ago. All they are reporting on are sound bites that will fit their agenda. Socialism isn't just feudism. A king owns everything and everybody works for him. And hello, Fly, glad to see you there. That is where we are losing our nation. We have a few people out there who are actually fighting for America. But it's like I said, they've got so many things going in the fire right now, so many irons in the fire, that no one person or no 100 people can keep track of everything that's going on. And they've put so much in there that 90% of the American people are in the dark. They don't know what's going on. And it's like Fly said in the chat room, freedom is not free. It must be fought for. And I have a feeling, something that I said last week, people are starting to rise up. People are starting to notice. People are starting to see. They are getting ready to fight. And if this doesn't stop, folks, we're going to end up in a fight. This whole country is going to end up in a fight because the people who are in charge in Washington, D.C. right now, especially on the left, are working to disband this country. Everything about it, the laws, the Constitution, our freedoms, our liberties, everything. And since they got away with locking us down and making us all wear masks for a virus that has a 99% cure rate, we haven't seen nothing yet. And Fly says that he's of the opinion, after listening to Senator Feinstein, that the CCP are in control of the Democratic Party. I totally agree. The Democratic Party is being controlled by the CCP, George Soros, and we have really gone too far to turn back now. Either we fight for this country or we lose it. We're at that point right now. And that may sound like scaremongering to the liberals, but the ones scaremongering are the liberals. Sadly, too many on the right are following right along with it. The left and the right can no longer peacefully coexist. People who have any love for this country have got to fight for domination of it. It's like Vorp says, it's like two bullies on the same block. They will fight each other to find out who is the one who is going to be in control. And that's exactly what's going on in Washington, D.C. today, folks. And hopefully this show will get out, because I know my last one, one of the things I said on it was that we have gotten to the point where if the people don't arm themselves and get ready for a fight and everything, we're going to lose, because the war has been brought to us. It's coming to your door. And you have to be ready, because when it comes to your door, if you're not ready, it's all over. And I'm glad that I had Forp in there and Fly, and there was somebody else who came in there for a little while, but I'm glad you guys were there. This is Robert the Infidel, and I'm glad that you are all here for us today. And with any luck, NWCR Radio will be able to save this show, because they still haven't saved my one from Friday. But if they finally do, that is one to give a listen to. But I'm hoping, God willing, that they will be able to save those. And as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. And that is if the people do not allow it. God bless our troops. God bless our police officers. God bless us all. And I'll see you on Friday. Have a good day.
Get your tired ass pulled over to the side of the road. Get your hands off the wheel before you lose your load. See the sun stare you down like it might explode. Hungry from your last stand, getting high with the angels of the promised land. When there's nothing left to lose, then you turn and run. And wine, dirty laundry in the yards, hanging off of the line. All the promises we made crash and burn away. Every night, every Sunday, every shot and shove. A little wild thing to lay down every prayer of love. She nailed her heart to my sleeve, then she hit the sky. Ooh. Don't faith gotta make you.
God bless you all.